proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman from the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another segment of Heart Sayings from the Bible. The fifth chapter of Genesis contained a genealogy, which began with Adam. That genealogy listed the names of people who lived before the flood. Most of those entries followed this same pattern. A person was born, lived a certain number of years, procreated a son, lived a certain number of years after that son's birth, had other sons and daughters, and then died. The chronology of Enoch's life deviated from that outline. After noting that Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah, the narrative in Genesis chapter 5 continued as follows, quote, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters," unquote. Instead of commenting on Enoch's death, however, the text read, quote, "Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him," unquote. Thus the passage raised two questions. What did the author mean by noting that Enoch walked with God? What did the author mean when he declared that Enoch was not, because God took him? Anyone who walks with God necessarily agrees with the divine outlook. In the third chapter of Amos's prophecy, God rhetorically posed this question, quote, "Can two walk together, except they be agreed?" Unquote. A person who walked with God set his affections on the things of God, not on things of the earth. The author of Psalm 119 stated, quote, "The undefiled in the way, they will walk in the law of the Lord." A person who walked with God submitted to his will. When God rebuked Eli for failing to restrain his son's evil deeds, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 2, God rescinded his prior promise that Eli's family, quote, "should walk before me forever." Enoch, despite living in a wicked world, maintained close communion with God. In that sense, therefore, he walked with God. Commentators generally interpret the phrase that Enoch was not as a way of stating that Enoch no longer remained alive. Yet the expression did not necessarily mean that Enoch died. If he had, you would think the author of Genesis would have inserted a definitive statement to that effect. Enoch is considered one of few people who ever lived on this earth who never, to this point in time, experienced death. What did in fact happen to Enoch? The book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter of the epistle put it this way, quote, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him," unquote. The Greek word metatithemi, rendered as translated, could involve the transferring of something or someone from one place to another. For example, Stephen's discourse in Acts chapter 7 referred to Jacob's body being taken from Egypt to Sychar after his demise. Stephen used that verb, metatithemi, to describe how Jacob's body was moved from one location to another. Unlike his predecessors, Enoch maintained fellowship with God. Unlike his predecessors, Enoch did not experience death. The narrative contained in Genesis chapter 5 denoted both his life and the way he departed earth differed from those of his predecessors. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another segment of Heart Sayings from the Bible.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.